is GQDN for Monday, January 12th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go check out Questworthy while you're there. And it's strawberry. It's good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, Stellar Blade got a gift. Power World and Pokemon are at it again in different ways. And Nintendo is watching something. But we start today with Eurogamer. And they have said that the Anthem servers are now down for good. And it has been canceled and the players said goodbye. And they came down at around 9 a.m. Eastern time. But the people, they were very sad to see it go. In fact, on Reddit, Zephyr did say, quote, "It has been an honor, freelancers," end quote. Now, while there has been some increased activity within the game, people did return for a final fly around and did stick around to do all the achievements while they still could do that. And whether or not these things will happen in Anthem, this marks the last few months, but Anthem is done. EA, the makers of Anthem, did thank all the people due to their, quote, "dedication, passion, and support," end quote, and did confirm that you will not be able to play Anthem offline. Anthem was originally released in 2019, but it did not achieve its hallmarks for which EA did expect it to be. So since they did not get to those, they decided to close it down. Now, there was some plans for a big overhaul, but if that was not to be the case, then it was canceled. So it is done, and so is Anthem. But we have other things to get to, such as Nintendo. Now, Pal World and Pokemon are going to be later on in the show, but this is going to be more about the prices and on how the Switch 2 would be selling. Both Nintendo Everything and Gaming Bolt have the news, because Nintendo Parents Watch did summarize some of the points from an interview that happened with Kyoto Shimbun and the Nintendo president, Shuntaro Furuka, if I got those pronunciations right. If I didn't, I do apologize. But they did go over the supply of the Switch 2, which has stabilized globally, except for Japan. That'll take more time to get the demand up, get the demand stabled. And Nintendo does aim to make a Switch 2 Japanese hardware that will be accommodating, generous, and forgiving for the first and third party devs. And they also wanted the people that would pick up a console for the first time to be a Switch 2. But they also talked about the components and the prices of that as well. In fact, the president did say, quote, "Hardware profitability depends on factors like component procurement conditions, cost reductions through mass production, and the impact of exchange rates and tariffs. It's difficult to generalize. Fundamentally, we aim to address this by advancing component procurement over the medium to long term," end quote. He was also talking about the memory shortage, which did result in the pricing of RAM did increase over the last few months. And Furukawa did acknowledge that the market is indeed unstable. And right now there isn't any impact on the Nintendo because the company did buy enough of the hardware in advance. But he said that things might change in the future. He did not comment on whether or not this could result in a price increase for said Switch 2. Further quote, "We produce from suppliers based on our medium to long-term business plans, but the current memory market is very volatile. There is no immediate impact on earnings, but it is something we must monitor closely. And he was also talking about the tariffs and where the cost could be passed on to the customers as much as possible. But the company is also looking to drive an adoption of the latest console, and they want to maintain sales as they are now. Further quote, "This is a crucial period for our game business as we promote the adoption of the new hardware and maintain the momentum of our platforms. We are working on this while carefully considering the situation," end quote. Now, they did get into streaming, you know, some anime and some other things like the Nintendo Museum and how it received 500,000 visitors in the first year since opening. So that is going to be it for Nintendo for now. As far as the company goes, we're not expecting to hear from the president until February ahead of their financial report. But what could be playing on a Nintendo Switch 2? Well, Ubisoft did say that we might get a definitive edition of The Division ahead of the 10-year anniversary. Okay, so according to PureXbox.com, last month Ubisoft did drop a 60 FPS patch for the 2016's The Division on PlayStation 5. And the game was already being boosted to 60 frames per second on Xbox when the X and S came out, roughly, through the FPS boost. But they said that Push Square did leak an advertisement showing off the Division Definitive Edition. And in fact, Domain Gaming on X did show that in a couple of different pictures, because it looks like it showed up there in a hallway halfway around the world. But the ad didn't give us any more details on the Definitive Edition. So we shall see. Maybe some rumors. But PlayStation 5, via Push Square, aforementioned Push Square, may have handed some Forza Horizon 5 an additional $5 million in sales, because it's now sold 5 million units since its April 2025 launch and made over $300 million in revenue for Microsoft. In fact, Rias Ellett got up on Twitter / X and said, quote, "Forza Horizon 5 crossed 5 million copies sold on PlayStation 5 this week. That's over $300 million in revenue from a port of a four-year-old game. Xbox's move to third party is no mystery, especially given Microsoft's lofty profitability mandates." So the latest sale of the update to be any kind of Forza Horizon 5. And looking at the PlayStation 5 specifically, it came in July 2025, just after the port launched to PlayStation. Now, the firm where they got this from does not share the official details. But if all that's true, that is a big plus for Xbox. In fact, they're saying that Forza Horizon 6 is the next game from Playground Games and has already been announced for PlayStation 5. However, the PlayStation 5 version will not release until after the PlayStation X, or the Xbox Series X and S. My bad. The Xbox Series X and S version releases. It'll be on PC at the same time as the Xbox. But we don't have any equipment or any esports today. So let's just jump right into the good stuff. If you're a My Hero Academia fan, well, Bandai Namco via Gamatsu said, here you go, because they have an opening cinematic or movie for My Hero Academia All's Justice. It is up on YouTube right now, and that is the opening cinematic. They put it up in two versions, English and Japanese. Go have fun with it. Does look really good. Oh, and I said this whole versus thing is still going on. Let's start with Power World, because according to PC Gamer, Power World, the makers of Power World, is now making a card TCG game, because they made a partnership with Bushiroad, and they'll be releasing the card set on July 30th this year, and it'll be the official Power World official card game. So, that too is up on YouTube. But what will these cards look like? Well, if you check the video, it is up on YouTube. Well, you might be able to see it. So what did Pokemon do? They went Lego. According to Polygon.com, there is a $650 Kanto build set. And yes, there is. That was announced today, and we'll let the builders recreate their favorite pocket monsters, and they'll be out on February 26th with the pre-orders opening today. So the sets are Lego Pokemon Eevee, Lego Pokemon Pikachu, and the Pokeball, and the Lego Pokemon, let's see if I get this right. I'll be in trouble with all you Pokemon fans. Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise. I think I'm dead. The price is $650. And that'll have almost 7,000 pieces. The measurements will be over 20 inches high, 21 inches wide, and 14 inches long. I tell you what, it looks really good. Well done, Lego. Oh, don't you just wish you could be a part of this? IGN said that the Stellar Blade studio shipped up, got another big bonus, so they gave all their workers an Apple Watch, AirPods Max, and $3,400 in cash apiece. The entire value of that package is around $4,000 apiece. Shipped up did real good, and they're getting paid for it. Well done to them. Oh, South Park has invaded World of Warcraft. Yeah, Wowhead did put it up there because somebody had to paint their walls, and they did it using South Park in their house. That's right, Kyle, Stan, Cartman, and Kenny, and the one named Atlas Locke did it all on Wowhead. Well done, well done. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more news there, people. So go on out, have some fun, and go play some games.